download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk, WATD. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And again, just a reminder, if you've missed any of the segments or portions of the segments, maybe you're getting in and out of your car, you can always check out some of our podcasts that we'll put up during the week at 959WATD.com. And this particular conversation that we're going to have will also be one of those that will be up there. Our final guest for this evening, she is the co-chair of the John Waldron Wiffle Ball Tournament, entering its third year. We have none other than Mary Waldron, who is here. Mary, how are you?
Good evening, Kevin. I'm well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Mary is a good friend, and Mary is somebody who anytime that there's something going on in the city of Brockton, something going on in the community, Mary's usually one of the first people that I will hear from who say, did you hear about this? Did you know about that? Somebody who's always in the know and somebody who's always doing good for others. And this is a particular event that's being done this year, I would think, in the memory of your husband,
it is.
John.
It is. It's the third annual John A. Waldron Wiffle Ball Tournament, Memorial Wiffle Ball Tournament. And, you know, it was the year that John had passed. It was in 2012. And I had, you know, your head just kind of twirls and you just kind of don't know. But someone said, you've got to do something and capture. There was an enormous amount of support and for when John had passed. And so we want to pay it forward and do what John would normally do, and thought that there were different kind of charities and different things to do, like golf tournaments or, you know, 100 Hungry Friends and things like that. But John was about having fun and being around family and friends. And he, in fact, did, with his brothers and sisters and family and friends, that played wiffle ball. And it was a perfect idea. Someone approached me about it. So that's how it all kind of came to be.
It's a fantastic sport. Anybody who's had a chance to play it in their backyard as a kid, I used to love playing it. And I will say is Facebook is a wonderful tool, social media site that, while I have not been able to attend it, I have vicariously lived through a number of the teams who proudly display their pictures as they participate in it. I know that local media, the local newspaper, mm-hmm. has covered, and I've had a chance to see stuff.
Yes.
So that's good. So what will be some of the things that will be the same this year? And do you have some new things that you've done with this particular tournament?
There are. So this being the third year. So the first, let me go back a little bit. So the first year we rewind a little bit. The first year we did, we started at 9 o'clock in the morning. And that was a little bit early for some of the younger folks.
It'd be tough, yeah.
Yeah. The second year we did it later in the afternoon, starting like at 2 o'clock. And that was, it almost went a little bit too late. So this time, this year we're doing it at noontime. And it's being kind of considered like a backyard wiffle ball tournament. So we're going to have hot dogs and hamburgers. So if it's, there is a fee for an entry, anywhere between 4 and 10 players. We were kind of flexible with the 10 players. We know that sometimes you have an extra person. So what a team is able to do is put it together. It costs $150. Mm-hmm. So if you kind of break that down, it's $15 a person to play at Campanelli Stadium in Brockton.
Wow.
And last year we just kind of did a one and done, you're done. This year we're doing a guaranteed 2 games. So again,
get your money's worth.
Yeah, get your money's worth. And at Campanelli Stadium, we do rent it for the day, but what they just did over there, grounds.
Really refurbished.
Really refurbished. The idea is that you put together, we have prizes for best team name, we have prizes for best t-shirts, and then obviously we have a trophy that goes to the first place team, and then we have some other prizes for second and third. So those are kind of like the prize part about things, but the reality is that it is just a ton of fun. I mean, last year we had a team put together by the Rocks players. They had a day off, and most of them were staying at, I'm a host family, so most of the kids on that team stayed at my house, and they all wore John's Hawaiian shirts as part of their team. So that is the fun part, and it's a chance to kind of, you don't have to put together a team. You can be a spectator. There's no cost to attend. You just come walk around and walk on the field and see the teams play. But this year we're also doing something different. It's my daughter Casey and I, since we're the co-chairs of the committee, we're having a Casey versus Mary team. So, you know, like when you played back years ago, you just say, okay, I pick Tommy and I pick Susie and you pick your teams. Well, it's going to be Casey and I versing each other. And Casey has to do laundry for a week. And if I win and she hasn't identified what my prize will be, but I'm sure it's going to be something good. but it's not where it's overwhelming like you're playing with 100 teams. We really only have about 25 to 30 teams at play. So it's you get to see people, you get to turn around, you get to see some really cool things. So the rules are online, but we can probably get into more information.
Sure, and I believe that registration has already begun, and this is taking place Saturday, July 26th.
Thank you, Kevin.
Campanelli Stadium, of course, located One Feinberg Way in Brockton. But if you're in Brockton and you don't know where Campanelli Stadium is, I cannot help you. You should know where it is by
That's
now.
Right.
And registration, 10:30 a.m.
That's correct.
Games, as Mary just said, start at 12 p.m. Now,
at
12 p.m.
Yeah.
Is there an inning? Let's say you get a bustle of 20 or 25 teams. I mean, how many innings are these?
There are three. It's up to three innings.
Okay.
So it's a best of three.
Wait, is it like a slaughter rule?
No, we haven't got the slaughter rule. although there are some teams. I mean, you come into this either playing for
fun,
or you come into this where you want to win
You're
the trophy.
Serious, right?
But that's okay. I mean, the people kind of know that. But yes, July 26th, Saturday, July 26th, the Casey versus Mary team. It's only going to be a one inning game that starts right at noon, so between 10:30 and that probably about quarter of will be the and we play right there, right at the home plate, right at Campanelli Stadium.
Place play.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So I have to ask you, this money that you're raising, I believe this is going towards a special fund, correct?
It is. There is the Brockton High School Alumni Association and the Just Checking In Fund. So they're married kind of together. John was a very huge supporter of Brockton High School, not only when Casey went to school there, but through her dancing, but also a Brockton High alumni football player. And so, of course, we have a girl that went through the high school, but what we would do is we would be, John and I would be also with other alum flipping burgers at the Shack.
That's now named.
That's named the John Waldron Snack Shack.
I did that story.
It was a very good story. You know, people who know me certainly know that, I'm just not quiet. John was always a person who just kind of like sat in the background and did so much that nobody really understood other than, you know, Casey and I.
Mm.
But so the money goes to the Just Checking In Fund, which supplements the Brockton High School Alumni Scholarship. There's four $1,000 scholarships that go to Brockton High School students.
Nice.
I participate in the reading of those, of their submissions, but it's such a strong need that's within that community. So there are four. It helps support the scholarship, and one of those are in John's name. Our hope is that we do more than just one in John's name or do just the four. We want to be able to provide additional scholarships at the $1,000 level. But in addition to the scholarship, we support so many other things. The Boys and Girls Club of Brockton, the YMCA events, the Jingle Bell Run. These are all things that John either...
Synonymous with Brockton, with John.
Yeah, they're things that are close to his heart. We support the Cancer Walk because as being a breast cancer survivor, John and I walked and gave, you know, we raised funds for those type of a thing. So these funds, like 100% of these funds go toward charities that John supported and things that are related to things like the Brockton High School, like the musical and things of that nature. So, you know, even like our you know, some of the other fees that are associated with this event do not come from these funds. It's totally separate, 100%, which makes it all the more, I think, for those that are looking to probably give. So we have, so there's the cost of the putting in a team. The deadline is July 10th. That's a deadline. If someone
A couple of days away.
It's only a couple of days away. But I would also suggest that if you are thinking about putting a team in, put the name in and contact us. That's probably the best way that we can have that happen, because there's always a way of, we're not going to say no to a team coming in. We'll just kind of slip you in once we get the teams in their brackets.
Very nice. Now, how do you decide, how will you decide who's going to face who? Is there some kind of a special way, or is it like my grandmother when she used to make her tomato sauce?
Yeah.
I would ask her for the ingredients. She goes, "You want to try it? You come over and try it."
There you go.
I'm not telling you what the secret to my sauce is.
Well, the secret to the last 2 years has been the day of the event. A friend of the family, Siobhan, Cruz coming over with mimosas, and we'd sit down.
Very nice.
And we'd go over the teams. It was a pretty stressful way, because you just want to be able to make sure that you weren't, like last year with the Rocks team, you just didn't really want them to be coming in against, you know, a team that's just kind of there. I mean, they're competitive, and you know, so that's how it was done last year. This year, because we do have sponsorships of the Brockton Rocks and the Shaw Center, Mike Canina and Megan Hostel from the Rocks are coming, and they're going to take the teams and they're going to put together the brackets for me. It's a lot less. I'm going to miss out. I may have to still have that mimosa while doing it, but I'll have to figure out that reason. But no, this year it's going to be done. And they really kind of get a better chance of understanding, you know, so it's not a slaughter rule or things like that. They have a good sense. There are teams that have come back for the third year in a row, and there will be some new teams. So we want to make sure that we kind of know, like, what the level of play is.
Again, we're speaking with Mary Waldron. She is co-chair of the committee for the John A. Waldron Memorial Wiffleball Tournament. That will be on Saturday, July 26th. And it starts at noon, registration 10:30 a.m., and this is supporting the Just Checking In Scholarship Fund on behalf of John Waldron. Facebook, what do you get as far as social media or anything else for folks if they want to be able to contact you and get involved?
That's actually a great segue, because the last couple of years I've had people drop things off to my house. They'll catch me in between while grocery shopping. Hey, I'm glad to see you. That's like the worst thing to do, just to let you know, because I'm moving fast and trying to get registration. The registration is a couple ways. You can go onto Facebook. Let me back up. There is a website, and it's Just Checking In JW. So the Just Checking In slogan has come from, that's what John used to do, just checked in with everybody. He checked in with like thousands upon thousands of people. So we've named this the Just Checking In Fund. So Just Checking In JW.wordpress.com. And the other way, so that's all the rules and the registration forms and sponsorships are open there. The other avenue is by Facebook, and the Facebook is Just Checking In. So if you go to, I think if you just type that in, you'll be able to see a picture of John's face on there. And I know that believe it or not, there's a couple other Just Checking In that are out there, but Just Checking In. And Instagram and Twitter account, and it's Just Checking In 54. And the 54 was John's number while he played football. It was the age that he passed away. It's the number of our house. So 54 is kind of a pretty special number to us. So the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and website are all avenues to do that. So on each one of those, it provides an email address to send the registration form. You can fill out the form, you can scan it in, or you can just send an email to John A. Waldron Wiffleball @gmail.com.
Now, I have to ask you, other than the wiffle ball tournament, is there anything else that you do in regards to this scholarship? Or if What if somebody wanted to just donate? Because you see there's so many. The one thing that that caught my attention during our conversation, you said 100% of the funds go towards the scholarship. And there, yeah, I gotta say, there's a lot of hinky, you know, things that are going on out there where people will have something that they're looking to raise money, but only a part of the proceeds.
Yeah.
And no disrespect to them, but I like hearing that this is all going in for our future, our kids.
We do have sponsorship opportunities. We're having a program book this year. You can sponsor home plate. You can be a field sponsor. You can make a donation of a raffle prize. So there's a lot of different opportunities, and that's new this year. You contemplate. You want to keep it fun, but then at the same time, if the goal is to raise funds for these needy charities and the scholarships, and I think what prompted me was reading that there were like hundreds of applications and we were only able to fund 4 scholarships this year, it made me say, this is where we need to kind of step it up. This is not about, not only about just having fun, but it's also raising funds. So again, if you're interested, there's like, you can do a business card for $25. You can be a home plate sponsor for $50. You can be a field sponsor for $100. We actually have already a sponsor. There was a sponsor of the Casey versus Mary one inning game. That's been already been taken, which has been pretty cool. I know. That was like for $250, for $300, for a full page ad in the program book. It seems like there's a lot, but what we're doing is when that happens, we really want to, again, supporting a lot of the things that either local businesses have their families or it's all relative. And we've already had quite a few people that have come in and stepped up. So the sponsorships are one thing. We're also going to have silent auctions and raffle prizes. There's cool things as, the sports memorabilia. This year when Kevin Falk did his softball tournament, he's a great guy, and he held it at Campanelli Stadium. What I was able to do is get a Patriots shirt with the number 54 on it and put Waldron being John's number. But, of course, that is Hightower.
Yeah, Dante Hightower. But prior to him, one of my favorite guys.
Brewski.
Teddy Brewski.
Of course. You don't get away at the Waldron family household without knowing about sports. But, of course, I was able to talk to Kevin Falk, and we are able to get all of the players to sign the shirt. So we'll be raffling off that. And again, that will be a silent auction item. And so if there's interest, all of these items will be posted on Facebook of all the things we'll be having for silent auction and raffle prizes. So, again, and on top of that, we have the sponsorship, we have putting in a team. But it's also just a fun day for families. Working again with Mike Canina, he's been able to get like the bouncies for little kids. So you want to bring your family, have them come along. There'll be food and concessions available. We've had some great sponsors, and in addition to what WATD's been able to do for us, we have The Rocks, Sign Design, On Deck Sports, and the Shaw Center. We've been blessed with having this kind of a support to get the word out. Working full time and having been kind of really crazy during the middle of the day, trying to get the word out is sometimes our difficult. Not everybody's on Facebook, and not everybody reads the paper, and not everybody watches cable, and so having the ability to be on there, it is crazy.
But that's the truth.
So the committee is made up of not only just John's family members, but some very close friends and some very good friends of mine. And so we have about a committee, about 12 people. We have volunteers. We get people who are volunteering to be umpires, from my brother-in-law to John McGarry to...
Love John McGarry.
Yeah, I love John McGarry. And Ken Thompson and Ned Auger. And
all good guys.
It takes a lot to put this on, but it's also, if we can continue to have it be fun, and as long as the funds go toward the charities that we talked about today, my hope is that this goes on forever and that it's something that Casey and her friends take up. So we have, right now we have about 20 teams. Our hope is to get another 10 more teams in between now and July 26. And, you know, I think that, again, if you think about this, that it's, you know, there is no cost to us at this point to put this on. So we appreciate everything from media to the sponsors.
Again, just to wrap this up, we have just a couple of moments left here speaking with Mary Waldron, who is on the committee, kind of a co-chair with her daughter Casey, of the John A. Waldron Memorial Wiffle Ball Tournament. I want to thank you for being my guest and talking about this, and hopefully next year we'll hear from you again. If you have any future things that are coming up, you got 30 seconds. Anything you want to say in closing?
Just reminder that, again, July 26th at noontime, registrations from 10:30 to 11:45. The website is justcheckinginjw.wordpress.com. Facebook page, Just Checking In. Twitter, Instagram. And the email is johnawaldronwiffleball@gmail.com.
And again, this is taking place Saturday, July 26th, Campanelli Stadium. And if you are a team, just a reminder, 10:30 a.m. registration, 12 p.m. the games will begin. This is all to support the Just Checking In Scholarship Fund on behalf of John Waldron. Thank you for being my final guest this evening.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
And a thank you to all the folks who not only were here this evening or called in, but also to you for tuning in. Until next week at 6:15, have another great Monday night.
95.9 WATD-FM Marshfield and 95.9 WATD.com, the South Shore's news, weather, and traffic station.